This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping, seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome one and all to the start of the Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast week. We crank it up on GCN each and every week. I want to welcome our new listeners in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. Believe it or not, yes, they got spared in the latest round of hurricanes. And praying for our friends in Bahamas, ridiculous what kind of Cat 5 just kind of sits over that area. They don't even know how many people are fully alive or dead in that case. I don't mean to start out macabre, but just want to recognize and acknowledge the things that have been going on in the past week or so. And of course, the crisis for those that suffer from these tragic weather interactions. It's funny. It's not funny. I'm just struggling for words here as I start the week, the broadcast week, because I've got to cover such absurdities, such dangerous and even deadly absurdities coming from the pharmaceutical church. I say as usual, but this is even unusual for them. The things that we're going to talk about today. That you gotta, I mean, to cover the weather would be, you know, you get the people that are going to say that it's all manipulated and controlled. I don't know. I'm not there. I've talked about HARP and the fact that there are suspicions that weather can be manipulated. But dude, the manipulation of the brains of supposedly smart people that go through medical school, it's gone to new places. Even I would have said, no, it can't go that far, can it? It reminds me of the Happy Days episode, you remember, those of you old enough to remember, where Fonzie jumped the shark. He water skied over the shark. And it was like, that's it, it's downhill from here. And I'm thinking, maybe this time, big pharma, big medicine, big media, big medical church, doctors, nurses included, have taken it a step too far, or maybe 10 steps too far today. We'll get to it. You want to stick with me to find out what I mean. And it does relate to the vaccine industrial complex. Why wouldn't it? It's been absurd for years. It's only getting more absurd as they reach deeper into, I don't know, duty head scenarios. I mean, come on. Doctors are willing to inject crap into your brain if you have a brain tumor. I've covered stories like that over the years. That's not enough to go, there's something wrong with Big Pharma and its control of modern medicine. People, you would say, wow, well, they were smart. They got through medical school, but they're really parking their common sense, parking their intelligence that may have been granted to them by that which created them. And not by not speaking up and out against the insanity of the vaccine paradigm, they're doing themselves no service, doing themselves a great disservice, and ultimately it's going to destroy them and their profession. First from California, deal making on SB 276. Apparently the fix is in. The lawmaker known as Dickie Pan has come to some kind of agreement with Governor Newsom, and they say that Newsom is not going to veto. Now, I don't know definitively this is going to happen tomorrow or not. I know there's going to be a lot of protesting and things we'll get into, but apparently they're basically amending a companion bill, a bill that would follow on the passage of SB 276, which does what? Basically makes criminals of any medical doctors left who have integrity. Doctor, you have integrity? You're done. In California, forget it. You're out of here. We cannot have medical doctors with any modicum of integrity. And that means intellectual integrity as well. But compare and contrast, right? Compassion for children who have even previously had anaphylactic reactions to vaccines, not all, maybe just one, and they no longer will be, even if they're technically eligible for an exemption, there will be no doctor in California that wants to keep his or her license that will write an exemption. Now, why the doctors are not in mass marching protest at the Capitol with all of the moms and dads who have children who are vaccine injured or even killed tells you about their lack of integrity, lack of compassion, lack of concern for their fellow human. And here's where you try and give props, you try and give some leeway, some courtesy to physicians, allopathic physicians. Say they went into doctoring for the right reasons. And I might even go, okay, they probably went in to help people. Now, listen, I went to a major egghead research university and was pre-med for a little while until I realized what doctors did to me in reality was something I could not visit on anybody else. So therefore, if I was going to remain in integrity, I could not, in my right mind, go into the allopathic medical profession. I didn't know what else to do because I always knew I'd grow up to be a doctor. Till I found homeopathic medicine 4 or 5 years after graduating. But I know that there were a lot of young people my age at the time, 18, 19, 20 at the time, going through undergraduate studies, who went into doctoring because of the prestige, because it was a business model, because it would make them money. It would give them some status and, of course, be economically viable. So if I'm going back and searching my memory banks, and I am right now, not every doctor goes into becoming a doctor because I want to help people. So let's be real about this. It's not all altruistic. And I'm saying this not saying that I'm opposed to anybody going in and making money, having a good profession, making a good living. That's never been my argument. I've never argued against that. If you want to make money, I would ask that you do it honestly, with integrity, not through deceit, coercion, force, government, monopoly. I know, I'm unreasonable in that way. But the reality is once you become a doctor, even if you went in for the right reasons, if you went in for the wrong reasons, you're already there. There's so many scams, there's so much corruption, there's so much evil doing in this pharmakia, in this sorcery, that very few doctors can overcome that training. The horse blinders that are put on by the pharmaceutical industrial complex under the guise of the Flexner Report of 1910 eliminated the freedom of doctors to think critically. If you were a critical thinker in medicine, you would be drummed out of the profession, probably drummed out of medical school before you got through your first year. And there's a weeding out scenario that occurs in undergraduates because they want a monopoly on people who they can program, who look to be very malleable and controllable, and we can put on horse blinders sponsored by Merck, GSK, Pfizer, for instance. And so they come out, and they're tools of the pharmaceutical religion or church. And so it was like the other day on the air where I'm like, Super Don, help me out. Help me find something nice to say about Democrats. And I'm like struggling because right now, on the issue of coercion, force, and violence against children, it's the Democrats that are engaged 100% locked and loaded targeting your children. Case in point, New York State. Case in point, California. SB 276. Deal making. They're making it worse with every deal that PAN sets up. Cracking down on doctors who sell fraudulent medical exemptions. There's no evidence that even one doctor in California has sold a false medical exemption. And then Lorena, what's her name? Bobbitt, whatever, right? The Latino.
Gonzalez.
What's her name? Gonzalez, right? The Latino who doesn't believe in medical freedom for Latinos or anybody. says, well, okay, maybe there isn't, but you just wait. There will be, and then we will head it off of the pass. This is a law that had no basis for being ever written. And that Newsom apparently is going to sign it because there's a rider in there that might grandfather some of the exemptions in. But what happens after that? All bets are off. And so I lump Democrats and doctors, double D at this point. And that's not a good double D. It's totally artificial. You want to talk about implants. These Democrats have been implanted with some kind of sick code, like the doctors, by pharma, leading the people to slaughter by sacrificing these kids on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism vaccine denomination. And now we're about to see what we predicted last week, especially when we talked to Jonathan Emord on Thursday's show. Last Thursday, tune in over at robertscottbell.com. Archives available at Brighteon and all the other outlets that carry us, naturalnewsradio.com, here on GCN syndicated radio on Sundays. Civil disobedience. What was left? I said civil disobedience. Our conclusion is get out of California. I mean, if you think you could salvage this thing, I pray it for you. I do. And I'll cover it. We'll cover it here. What you're doing is very important. At the same time, all you're doing is perhaps turning one soul. Maybe in government, maybe in medicine, I don't know. And that's worth it. I'll say that's worth it. But I'm under no illusion or delusion. I don't want you to be under any illusion or delusion that the civil disobedience is going to change. They don't care about you in California. The California Democrats laugh at you. They spit at you. They call you domestic terrorists for daring to not want to line up like sheeple, raise your arm, your sleeves, drop your drawers or that of your children so that they can be injected, branded by the medical and industrial complex so that they will have a lifelong dependence, if they survive the shots, on that pharmaceutical intervention, which, by the way, purchases influence like no other industry. Even the oil industry doesn't donate as much to Congress critters on the federal, state, and even local levels when they can. Corrupting science? Yes. Corrupting politics, that's an oxymoron, but hey, they got the biggest purses, the biggest pocketbooks, and they are buying the people who are willing to be bought, and right now, the Democrats of California are up for the highest bidder. And that highest bidder, they bought Pan and everybody else pretty much. I don't know of any Democrat, maybe there is one, speaking out against the insanity there. Now, I mentioned the concept of jumping the shark. In this next segment, I'm going to tell you how the vaccine religionist cultists have jumped the shark in the claims about the measles vaccine. Even I, who shouldn't be surprised by anything they do, was surprised by this. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Right here, we launch it every week on Sunday with GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, and all and so many others. New studio, still setting it up, obviously, not decorated. So if you want to watch it, it is beautiful being in this new studio. But, yeah, a lot of setups still to be, still to come. Now, I talked about jumping the shark. Over the years, we've covered some absurd stories by Big Pharma. The media covering it, going, oh, this is normal, this is not. Hey, in fact, you should support these things that Big Pharma's doing. Now they have just went and done it. They have taken it to a new low. A new low. By headline reading this. This is out of the Telegraph in the UK. Missing measles vaccination puts children at risk of other deadly diseases, scientists find. So, already we've disabused you of the belief that the measles vaccine actually protects you from measles. In fact, that it may be causing measles or measles-like symptoms and causing the spreading via shedding of whatever they're injecting. Of the mumps version of the MMR, no evidence for efficacy. Whistleblower lawsuits work based on spiking like rabbit's blood, blood antibodies. And it's like, okay, well, we're having mumps outbreaks on fully vaccinated populations on Navy ships. And rubella, who cares? Really? Rubella German measles? Such a mild scenario. Healthy kids, otherwise in the Western world, do not suffer death from these things. That's the nonsense. That's the lie. That's the perpetuation of the myth. So now they're saying, well, we don't want you to talk about our lack of efficacy, much less the risk for danger. But here we're going to say if you don't get the measles vaccine, you're going to be at risk of other deadly diseases that have nothing to do with measles. Now it's like, it's, you don't want to talk about
pharmakia meaning sorcery? How overt do they have to be? This is sorcery. Wave your magic wand, Harry Potter. Now the measles vaccine is for everything. You better get it, because if you don't, you're going to be vulnerable to all kinds of infectious diseases. I'm not making this up. This is so absurd. It's embarrassing. It should be embarrassing. Any doctor that still promotes vaccination, that's why I said, you know, I've had one was my litmus question for doctors. Before you choose a doctor, ask the doctor, how often do you have a bowel movement? And if it's less than at least once a day, find somebody else. They're probably going once a week. That's alone should disqualify them. But okay, let's say you get past that. Then the next question is, do you vaccinate your patients? If the answer is yes, go somewhere else. Because they're willing to put your life at risk in order to keep their license. So they're putting their license over your life. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Their license is more important to them than your very life. They're willing to inject you and your children. So two litmus questions there. Children who catch measles are at risk of developing other deadly conditions in the following 5 years. Because the disease erases their immunity. So if you actually get the measles, you have no immunity for anything. How do they come up with this stuff? I mean, it's like, let's go into a PR meeting. Let's trial balloon this suggestion. See how well it goes over on Madison Avenue or people on the street. Hey, do you know that if you don't get the measles shot and you actually get the measles, your immune system is shot for every other infection. Therefore, you must get the measles shot because it protects you from everything. It's now the universal everything shot. Really? I'm not exaggerating. You hear my voice? It's because I'm looking at this, reading this. I'm going, who put this out there? Did they think this would convince you? And if so, well, anybody who's convincible by that argument is not a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They say this study showed broader effects than simply preventing one illness, which it doesn't necessarily prevent. Researchers found that children who survive measles are at greater risk of other severe infections. Like my kids, really? No chronic diseases? My son, 19. My daughter, 14. How many vaccines? Zero. Healthier than the average American kid, young person? By far. No allergies. No chronic diseases. Whereas 54% of all American kids, young people, apparently suffer from chronic illnesses today. Their evidence is that you are more likely to visit your doctor or might need antibiotics. It's like, you know what? This is just plain stupid if you buy this. Let's just see if we can sell measles. We're losing the battle. We're losing the PR battle. We own every media outlet in the world, and we still have to come up with stupid stuff. I know, Alex, you almost got it there. Stuff like this to try and convince you, yep, if you actually get the measles, you're now going to get every infection, you might die. And if you get the measles shot, you're protected not only from measles, but everything. Dude, tell me where I'm wrong on this. I'm not. What about adverse event reporting by physicians? What's going on there? We'll find out about that after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The storm that already hit the Virgin Islands, Bahamas, and North Carolina brought hurricane-force winds to far eastern Canada, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. Dorian hit near the city of Halifax, ripping roofs off apartment buildings and toppling a huge construction crane. There were no reported deaths in Canada, although the storm has been blamed for at least 49 elsewhere in its path. Top sustained winds had dropped to 75 miles an hour, just above the threshold of hurricane force. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties, including trade conflicts, and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you go to the website, it is robertscottbell.com. Very easy to find. You've got all kinds of links in the show notes each and every day. And you want to read up on these articles, you think I'm making it up? No, go right to them. They're there. Unless they erase them because the Robert Scott Bell Show is covering them like nowhere else in broadcast media. Putting perspective, they don't want you to have. They just want you to blindly accept whatever edict comes on down from the high. Who's the Pope of modern medicine at this point, Super Don? Who is there? Like one person? Is it Paul Offit? Is it Richard Dickey Pan? I mean, somebody up there going, "This is
it
what we're going to
be
say
Richard
now."
Pan.
No,
the Pope of modern medicine.
The Pope.
There might be a Catholic general or two that might be offended by you using the Pope as
It's an analogy. Come on.
Yeah, well, that's implying that the Pope is a bad person.
There's some argument there.
That opens up a whole other can of worms. Never mind. I did not say that.
You didn't say that. Well, look, we want to protect children, and whether it be big religious institutions that abuse them and look the other way, or whether it be modern medicine that abuses them, whether it be all of these things, they need to be called out. It's time to shine the light on all of this stuff. And we've been doing that for many years here. Yes, I am sensitive to people and their religious beliefs. I'm not throwing their religion under the bus. That's not my point in bringing that up. But recognize corruption can exist anywhere humans exist, because humans are fallible. We are given freedom to choose, free will, and we'll often choose poorly. And there'll be consequences, if not in this life, then the next. And we're talking about the doctors right now and their insanity. But before we go to our next story about, again, doctors raking in big karmic debts, we want to say thanks to all of our affiliates, radio affiliates around the country, around the world, including a new one we have in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Welcome, WVWI 1000 AM. And you are covering, apparently live on Sundays, 5,000 watt tower in St. Thomas, Charlotte, Amelie, San Juan, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico markets. So even in Spanish-speaking Puerto Rico, if you can handle my English, American English accent, you've got health, freedom, and healing liberty available to you, not just on Sundays when we're live on GCN, but five additional days of the week if you go to robertscottbell.com. Upcoming events, there's loads of them. We've got TTAC, The Truth About Cancer Live. That's going to be amazing. That's happening in Anaheim, California, October 10, 11, 12. And I'll be there. Paul Barratera will be there. Of course, Ty Bollinger and crew. And it's going to be amazing, amazing weekend. We have the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, Trinity School of Natural Health, a place where I wish doctors would go to really relearn real healing, learn real healing, and how to get out of the way and provide the body what it needs. Trinity School of Natural Health has open enrollment right now, a number of programs from health coach to certified natural health practitioner and everything in between. I'm teaching hybridology, all kinds of great stuff. If you go to trinityschool.org, you can learn about that there as well. And our friends at CB Sciences plus CBDOil.com. I got to tell you this story real quick, Super Don. I went up to fill the cars with gas. I drove two at one time. No, my son had one. And in doing this, we got like 60 cents off a gallon, I have to say. So there's some interesting deals that you can get through these companies. But when I was there filling up, I had my CB Sciences plus CBD oil shirt, you know, join the evolution. And a guy, you know, from the other pump right next to me, you know, on the other side of the pump, looked at me and said, CBD, you like CBD? I said, yeah. So my wife is alive because of CBD. And he says, my wife is too. I said, really? This is interesting. And he said, yeah, my wife had been on anti-anxiety drugs, SSRIs, all the disastrous psychiatric drugs, and it wasn't looking good. And we found cannabis, hemp, CBD, and maybe even a little THC, I'm not sure, but regardless, it was like, God bless you, you know, for overcoming, you know, the limitations of our programming. All of us out here, for the most part, were told the lies that cannabis was the devil's medicine, when in fact, the devil's medicine is what your doctor is prescribing for you, particularly your psychiatrist, or even a pediatrician who would dare give Ritalin to a child, for instance. So you never know where you're going to meet somebody and find out that the CBD evolution is on. And that people are being helped and empowered. And if you want to get the CBD I use, go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Enter the code RSB15, RSB15 to get 15% off. Super Don, pretty cool, huh? Never know where you're going to meet somebody.
It's a small world after all, huh?
Yeah, what's even weirder, he lives like less than a block away from me, this guy. Oh, I know exactly where.
Oh,
like,
really?
Cool. Yeah.
I'm so like, he's a neighbor.
Yeah, nice. He basically turned out to be a neighbor. So, anyway, it's just more evidence that the people are waking up, and they're waking up often because of disasters, because of desperation. You know, it's sort of like once you've exhausted all of the so-called approved remedies by government, then you go, all right, I've got to stretch beyond my indoctrination. And we're all there at certain points in our life.
If you just discovered the Robert Scott Bell Show, you probably hit it. Maybe you hit it for years ago and you never heard of this show because we don't have big pharma, big media, or big government on our side. They want to suppress this information, including the fact that doctors, again, licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical state, are what? Not even reporting adverse events that occur after vaccination. All right, it's bad enough that they're making up stuff about measles causing destroyed immunity and lack of memory and suddenly you're vulnerable. It is now acknowledged that the AERs, they call them, adverse event reporting system, is broken, as if it was ever working. It has been argued that only 1% to 10%, approximately somewhere in that range, are ever reported in terms of adverse events following vaccination, childhood or adult. The question is why? Why? Now, there's a website called thevaccinereaction.org, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com by Leah Balecha. She's a RN, guest writer for this website, Vaccine Risk and Failure Reports. And as a nurse, she says, I administered vaccines without hesitation until a previously healthy teen came into our unit with acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, ADEM, brain swelling, after receiving the meningococcal vaccine earlier that week. The teen was paralyzed, in a coma, and had to be placed on a ventilator in the ICU for weeks. She continues, when I shared with the treating physician that ADEM was listed as a possible reaction to the meningococcal vaccine and asked whether we should report this to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, I was told to affirm no without further discussion. 3 weeks later, the teen left our unit still unable to walk or talk, and there was no discussion of the possible cause or the recent vaccination. Now we go to SB 276 in California, and you wonder why they want to eliminate exemptions. They want to eliminate the reality, as if they could erase from the earth that there are adverse events. And so what we have is a form of evil represented by what we call vaccine injury denialism. VID, vaccine injury denialism. I don't know if anybody has coined it and called it that, but it's VID. Doctors are suffering from a deadly infection called VID, and it's spread via propaganda. It's spread by big media lies, PR firms hired by big pharma, and government bureaucrats within the regulatory state promoting an agenda that vaccines are manna from heaven and that anybody questioning them is deranged, out of their mind, dangerous, a threat to public health. How they define it? Well, how I define it, it's collectivism, it's medical collectivism, and it's a form of medical terrorism. Because under the guise of herd immunity, H-E-R-D, treating all of the humans like moo cows, and they'll behave that way, they'll continue to treat you if you don't stand up and say, no, I am not a cow, and you will not inject my children, no matter what you say. And in fact, I am so strong on that, that the First Amendment that you're trying to deny me in terms of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of petition to redress of grievances of government, if it fails, we have something known as the Second Amendment, which is not granted by government, but acknowledged to be a limiting factor on government's prohibition or attempts at prohibition to defend myself and my family. And until they feel it that strongly, they're going to look at you and they're going to say, yep, I hear you crying. I see you complaining, I see you yelling and screaming, but I got the media on my side, and I'm going to call you out. You're dangerous, you're hysterical. Remember the derogatory name hysterical is based on women who have, you know, hysterectomy, they remove the womb, right? And the ovaries, maybe. Oh, you're just a woman, you're hysterical. And they're using that term in a derogatory fashion for everybody, moms and dads alike, grandmas and grandmas, anybody who speaks out against the vaccine religion. They want to deny your cognitive integrity, your ability to think critically. And they'll call you what? A conspiracy theorist. Once again, the CIA comes to the rescue in the 1960s with this two-word term, conspiracy theorist, to shut you down from critical thinking skills. And people always have to talk about this and say, I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
No, we're conspiracy realists. We know there's an agenda. There are people working not only behind the scenes, but out front now to provide or promote an agenda not in your best interest, the best interest in your health, your life, your liberty, your property, by mandating experimental injections with substances you wouldn't put in a drink for your baby or you to drink. And it'd be safer if you did. Not that I'm arguing that you should. Physicians bound by their Hippocratic oath to do no harm, first thing they do as a doctor, prescribe a drug or a vaccine, is harmful. Cognitive dissonance, perhaps, but a critical impasse between spirit, soul, and their manifestation out here, mind, other things. And they have a schism in their psyche that results in the medical profession having about the highest rates of suicide. You could subdivide it into dentistry, and it's even worse because of their interaction with mercury. But modern medicine is a sin in terms of SIN. Missing the mark is an understatement with what doctors are doing today, promoting this agenda of poisoning people for profit, injecting toxic medicaments that are not really medically authorized or oriented toward health, and then they just make stuff up about what they do. When they're called out, they just go, let's make the lie even bigger. Let's make it so extraordinary that we'll claim that if you actually get measles, you're going to be so vulnerable to every other infection because it wipes out immunity, actually having the measles. But if they inject you with the artificial induction technology of measles shots and you get an antibody, the world is safe for everybody. Are you buying it? And even if you're not buying it, they will force it on you, as they're doing in California with the inevitable passage of SB 276 and the bogus rider bill that follows it. That Newsom says, it's okay now. It's okay now. We'll get more into the civil disobedience discussion today, tomorrow, etc. But in the meantime, check it out, robertscottbell.com.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
Belgium.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, yo, to robertscottbell.com. Open the show notes today. You will see a lot of articles that we have already covered, some that are just so unbelievable you have to see them to go, really? They did that? They said that? Yeah, that's there. Embedded in the notes, of course, is our live video feed as well, corresponding to our Sunday radio broadcast here with GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and our affiliates around the country, around the world. Glad that you are with me. And Super Don, make this sound good. We got Alex on the board. So when you go to the website, you will see occasionally in green, there will be kind of a quoted around it, where you guys get to chime in with what?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, that's right. Your questions. Your questions of the day. You can give us comments, too, but this one's a simple, straight-to-the-point question of the day. From Shaylin. What's your recommendation on Kratom? If I was a stockbroker, buy. You know? But then again, when you look at the regulatory environment for kratom, kind of like the struggles with cannabis and hemp and CBD, a lot of people were hesitant. And they go, sell, or don't buy, because they're worried the regulatory environment is so hostile that you wonder if you'll be able to get it. Now, I realize your question was not necessarily an economic one. It was like, do you feel like this is a good thing? And if you're new to the show, maybe you don't know, but I've talked kratom up for a number of years here and recognize it as a wonderful botanical for reducing pain, managing pain without creating addiction. And in the opioid category, which they, you know, the regulators try to lump it, the haters, right, the pro-drug crowd, talking about pharmaceutical FDA-approved drugs, they speak ill of kratom all of the time. They say, oh, it's dangerous, it's going to kill you, it's going to addict you. And the irony, like CBD, is that it's pulling people off of hardcore addictions. And, you know, where I used to live in Florida, there's a place called the Healthy Buddha. And it's spelled Buddha differently. Healthy, you know how to spell. Buddha, BUDDAH.com. And if you go to the Robert Scott Bell Show webpage, on the right-hand corner, right-hand side, I shall say, as you scroll down on your computer, you'll see a big banner for Healthy Buddha featuring Kratom Corner. Your home for organic herbs and teas. Learn more. And you have an RSB Show discount available to you because they're great people. And you know why I went to them and asked them to make it available for you guys at a discount? Because I don't know of the sources for Kratom out of Southeast Asia. I'm getting emails, scam and spam emails like you get from Nigerian dictators going, buy my Kratom. Now, it might be okay, but I don't know. So I'm looking to my friends who are doing a good job in clearing, you know, dissecting the wheat from the chaff, you know what I'm saying? Finding out what's good, what's clean, what's really organic, what's not. And so if you're looking to manage pain differently, the example I have in my own life, my own family, my wife, of course, but my son, I want to give you an example. My healthy son, who had to have wisdom teeth removed, and some of you get criticized me for that. I'm like, dude, his teeth were coming in so sideways, they'd be coming out of his cheek or going into another tooth. There's a lot of stuff, you know, I can't correct everything, right? I'm human too. So we go in and have this removed. Other than the injection from a biological dentist of, you know, the least toxic form of something to kill the pain locally. Afterwards, not one Tylenol, not one non-steroidal or steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. No Motrin, no nothing. He comes back, he has CBD and Kratom. Over the course of about the first day, 24 hours, he took the Kratom with the CBD. No need for any pain. After 24 hours, he's like, doesn't really hurt anymore. So, yes, I endorse the use of it. Obviously, find the source. Make sure it's clean. The phone number for Healthy Buddha for all of my Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you can call them. Leave a message if they're not answering. 352-729-6609. 352-729-6609. Say hi to Jackie and John. They're wonderful, good people. And they're doing good work in Florida. In a place where I'm nervous for all my Florida friends with kids. Because they're desperately trying to roll back religious freedom there, too, on the vaccine exemption issue. So, Kratom will not kill you, taken right and clean, the right form. It's not like an opioid that stops you from breathing. If you take just a hair too much, you're done. It's not like that. Even though the media reports are like that, because guess what? Big media's in for big pharma. Big government's in for big pharma. And anything that competes with big pharma and their drugs, they're going to badmouth, to say the least. And they're going to make you feel like you're a criminal or a bad parent for utilizing it. They lied to us about cannabis. You don't think they're lying to us about Kratom, too? Hell yeah, they are. Speaking of opioids, we predicted this along with Jeffrey Jackson about Purdue Pharma and their opioids. What are they going to do in response to all the lawsuits? Other vaccines for arthritis, this is crazy stuff we're going to cover. You don't want to miss a thing. Go to robertscottbell.com. I remind you, the power to heal is yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.